Hi, everybody. This is Ann, and I am here with a good question today. And it is, where are you going? Where are you going? And I'm not talking about you going to the store today or to the bank or around the corner or to visit a friend. I'm talking to you personally. Where are you going with your life? And it's a question we all need to answer for our own lives. I can't answer for you. I can't even answer for one of my own kids or one of my grandchildren. I have 5 children and 8 grandchildren, and it's not a dull life, let me tell you. So as we talk about where you're going today, these are just a few thoughts that I've had, and I invite you to think about it for your own self. It's very important. And maybe you want to say, oh, shucks, I don't care. I'm just headed to good stuff, and hopefully you are. But you'll be wise if you stop and decide what good stuff you want to head for. You know, sometimes things are really, really, really important to us, and we never stop. We might be running our mouths, if you'll pardon me saying so, or we might be running after something in our lives that is not really very good for us, but man, do we want it. We're after it, and we're headed that way. And so if I had any advice to offer anybody today, including myself, I would say, where are you headed? Where are you going? What do you want out of your life? And you will find that when you get the right thing and you're on the right path and you're seeking something that truly is good for you, whether it be to forgive someone or to change something in your life or that you've got a really bad attitude about something and you're going to change it right now, you'll find that it will make you happy. That's a very good thing. You know, I like good things. I really do. And there are a lot of really wonderful things in life that make you happy. Number one, forgiveness makes you happy. Number two, love can just make you downright ecstatic. And I'm not talking about chasing after a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I'm talking about loving yourself, loving your neighbor, really actually loving your neighbor with kindness and joy and forgiveness. These are wonderful things. So where are you going? Are you headed in that direction? In something that makes you happy today? You just need to be happy yourself so you can love yourself. And when you love yourself, you'll reach out to the world in wonderful ways. When we think about, hopefully, the things that I suggest, they work. You know, I don't care about anything. If it doesn't work, lay it down and go find out what does, whether it's an emotion or an attitude or job or whatever it might be. It's something that is important to you. I hope you listen again next time. This is Ann signing off.
You've been listening to What Works with Ann Izzard. For over 80 years, Crawford resident Ann Izzard has been paying attention to what works and comes to you in a weekly commentary on KBNF to share some of her wisdom.